you about, obviously making first team all LNC. She had a great game from her last game out, as you said. What's her season been like this year?
Her season has just been incredible offensively and defensively. I mean, she's hitting over 480 with 7 home runs. And so she does damage out of the three-hole force. But on the mound, she's just a competitor. You know, she's not going to blow it by you, even though she does have good velocity. She's going to spin it and hit spots. And we do a good job of playing defense behind her. So she really does have a bulldog mentality. You know, she limits the free bases. She makes sure that we have a chance to defend every at-bat. And, you know, overall, you know, she's been our leader offensively and defensively, and the kids really respond to that. And she's a great kid as well. And, you know, every bit of success that she gets, she has certainly earned.
Talking to Knox County softball coach Zach Short ahead of their state semifinal matchup, and you guys will be playing Salisbury, a team from your conference. Do you see any advantages or perks of playing a team that you have seen this year and that is in your conference?
Yeah, I'm sure Coach King would say the same. There's a familiarity, and I think that helps mainly because there's not the unknowns. You know, it was unknown going to the sectional against La Plata, even though they're fairly close to us, they're not on the schedule. And there was an unknown seeing Meadville. You know, and you're not really sure until you step off the bus and you get some pregame going. But we know who Salisbury is, and I think that helps in one regard because, you know, they're familiar. At the other side, we got to make sure we're not too intimidated because Salisbury Panthers are one heck of a softball program, and we've got to make sure that we understand the beating they put on us, so to speak, on September 24th is in the past. We're a different team now, and we've got to come out and play the game.
And obviously every game you've played for the past couple of times has been win or go home, so you have been in big games before. But again, this is kind of a different beast, so to speak, traveling down to Springfield, a semifinal. What's going to be the message to your team as you get on the bus and get to Springfield?
You know, I think the message is that we have 2 games left together, no matter what. And we can come back 2-0, we could come back 0-2, and we don't want that result. It's an accomplishment to be at state and be one of the last 4 teams, but that also provides an opportunity to do something incredible, which is win a state championship. So we have to make sure that we're not just happy to be there, that we still have a goal, and that's to win every game and to play our best softball. We want to play our best game in the last game. And, you know we have 2 left, but we've got to treat Friday like our last game, and we've got to play our best, especially to beat a talented Salisbury team.
All right, Knox County softball coach Zach Short. Zach, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. We appreciate it.
When the unexpected happens and you need an auto body shop you can trust, call Hunter Body Shop and Auto Sale of Edina. They will work with you and the insurance company to ensure the job is done correctly. They also offer 24-hour towing service. Stop by or give them a call at 660-397-3346. And don't forget to ask about their custom exhaust work and restorations you would like made to your baby on wheels. Hunter Body Shop and Auto Sales of Edina, where you can add more life to your car.
Now is a great time to stock up for winter on choice beef or pork by stopping by Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, located southeast of Salisbury on Highway PP. The Merrick and Femler families take pride in providing the freshest ground chuck, steak, sausage, or bacon. Or try Bill's famous smoked pork chops, ham, brats, hot dogs, or a delicious slab of ribs. Just heat them and eat them. Salisbury Meat Market kills beef on Tuesdays and hogs on Wednesdays and is open weekdays till 5 and Saturdays till noon. Your friends at Salisbury Meat Market remind you life is tough, but your meat shouldn't be.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Springfield, Missouri, here on Superstation Crest or online at centralmoinfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you here, getting set for the Class 1 state semifinals game between Knox County and Salisbury. A fun matchup ahead as they announce the starting lineups. A cold afternoon here as well here in Springfield, about 45 degrees, 5 to 10 mile an hour winds, and they're gusting every which way on the ball field today. And we also have overcast skies. The sun shone a little bit earlier this afternoon, but now pretty much covered in gray. But we're ready for some softball. Mexico was on this field earlier. They had the win, so they will move on to the state finals, which will be tomorrow. But here we've got Salisbury coming in at 22-4, Knox County at 18-4. 4-1. We want to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, AgriVision Solutions, LLC, Bradshaw's Bistro and Coffee Restaurant, MFA AgriService, Andrea Bender, your local rural Missouri crop insurance agent, R&J Custom Fabrication, Somerville Funeral Home, Salisbury R4 School District, Salisbury Physical Therapy, Broadway Bakery, all of Salisbury. We'll take 1 30-second break and be back with First Pitch coming up between Salisbury and Knox County on Superstation Crest.
With fall harvest comes fall application of fertilizer and hydrous and chemicals. At Northeast Missouri Co-op at Edina, they know as a farmer your time is valuable. They'll help save you time by custom applying dry fertilizer to your fields with variable rate technology and custom applying anhydrous as well as custom applying chemicals this fall so you'll be prepared for next year. Give Northeast Missouri Co-op a call today. Their goal is to help you this fall so you'll be ready for next spring. Remember, service is a priority at Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina.
Broadway Bakery in downtown Salisbury is more than a bakery. Get a hearty breakfast or try their maple bacon and orange glazed cinnamon rolls. Yum, yum. Check out their daily lunch specials on their Facebook page at The Broadway Bakery. The Broadway Bakery is open Monday through Saturday from 5:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. and Sundays from 7:30 to 1. Broadway Bakery also offers catering, specialty cakes, pies, and other delicious desserts. Do you have an event, small gathering, or even a large wedding coming up? Call Broadway Bakery in Salisbury.
Back here at Springfield's First Pitch between Salisbury and Knox County. On In the Circle for Knox County, Katie Hamlin. And the first pitch to Bryn Wooldridge, who's leading off for Salisbury, was bunted foul down the first baseline. So the count is 0-1 on the junior, Bryn Wooldridge. The 0-1, and that's hit foul off to the left, 0-2. Wooldridge comes in leading her team in batting average and home runs. 566 this season for the junior. She was also named first team all-conference a couple weeks ago. 0-2 on Wooldridge to start the game. High, ball one, 1-2. In the circle, Katie Hamlin, the senior. ERA of 2.54. And the 1-2 on Wooldridge. Swing and a miss. Strike three. First strikeout for Hamlin.
Now batting number 24, first baseman, Amanda Nedley.
Nedley up to bat now. Nedley batting 358. She fouls it back to the backstop for her first pitch, 0-1. One down here in the top of the first. Salisbury 22-4. Knox County 18-4-1. Both teams looking to get to the state championship tomorrow. Salisbury making its sixth state semifinal appearance. Knox County in its third state semifinal appearance all time. 0-1 on Nedley. And she lays down a bunt. It's a pop-up, and it's caught down the first baseline by Miller. Two down here in the top of the first.
Now batting number 16, pitcher Bryn Wooldridge.
Excuse me, Bryn Wooldridge now to bat. Had a little bit of an issue with the lineups today, switching them out at the last second. So Stefankowicz was the first up. Wooldridge now will bat. And the first pitch to Wooldridge popped up shallow infield, and it's caught by Mock. Three up, three down to start the game. Knox County coming to the plate when we get back in 30 seconds.
Are you searching for a nursing home? Whether you need short-term recovery or long-term care, the Knox County Nursing Home is where you would want to live. We have an excellent therapy program at large private rooms for everyone at no extra cost. This is Tim Schrag, administrator of the Knox County Nursing Home. Come see for yourself how we have gone from ordinary to an extraordinary nursing home. You can also see us on the web at kcnursinghome.org. Caring for those who cared for you, the Knox County Nursing Home in Edina.
Welcome back here to Springfield, Missouri. Ben Wittenstein with you on Superstation Crest for the state semifinal matchup between Salisbury and Knox County in the circle for Salisbury. Their first time on the defensive side of the ball this afternoon will be Bryn Wooldridge, and she has been phenomenal all season long for this Lady Panthers team. First team all conference. She's pitching a 0.70 ERA. 253 strikeouts as well on the year, only 38 walks, and she works quickly as well in the circle. Knox County will be Kinsley Johnson, Sydney Miller, and Katie Hamlin, the first three up to bat for this Eagles team. As we said, Salisbury in its sixth state semifinal appearance, and they're trying to get back to the state championship for the first time since 2002, which is the last time they won.
Leading off, number 17, right fielder Kinsley Johnson.
They lost in the state semifinals in 2016 as well, and then went on to lose the third place game. But this is the fourth time in this state tournament in the past 4 years for the Lady Panthers. Certainly a successful softball program as of late. So we'll see Kinsley Johnson, the right fielder for Knox County, at the plate to start the bottom of the first. Scoreless tie. First pitch from Woldridge inside. Johnson has to duck out of the way. 1-0. Knox County coming off a win against Meadville. 17-0. The second pitch to Johnson. Foul back. 1-1. A huge offensive showing by Knox County in the state quarterfinals. 1-1 to Johnson. Fouled down the third baseline. 1-2. The last state semifinal appearance for Knox County came in 2012. Last year, they lost to Scotland County in the district semifinal. The 1-2 to Johnson, high and outside, 2-2 from Woldridge. Two LNC teams meeting in the state semifinals. The 2-2 to Johnson, no outs, foul to the backstop. Count remains 2-2 here in the bottom of the first. Salisbury, the visiting team on the scoreboard, Knox County, the home team. 2-2 from Woldridge to Johnson. Strike three down the middle. Johnson kept the bat on her shoulders. One down. Both Hamlin and Woldridge now with a strikeout so far.
Number 24, first baseman.
Sydney Miller coming to the plate. Miller the righty. No batting gloves for her. First pitch from Woldridge. Inside for a ball. This Knox County team wearing sweatshirts. It is definitely chilly here, 45 degrees, no sun, wind. And the 1-0, swing and a miss, 1-1. Scoreboard having some issues here at the field, so the home plate umpire keeping track of the count as the 1-1 pitch inside and low for a ball, 2-1. Sydney Miller, 342 batting average this season, 25 hits on the year, and the 2-1. Swing and foul back, 2-2. Some on Salisbury wearing some sweatshirts, but others braving the cold in their jersey. First baseman Amanda Nedley, jersey short sleeve. The cold clearly doesn't bother her. And the 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Two straight strikeouts for Bryn Woldridge. Katie Hamlin, the Knox County pitcher, up to the plate with two down here in the bottom of the first. Scoreless tie in the state semifinals. Hamlin wearing two bright blue batting gloves, dark blue helmet. First pitch from Woldridge outside for a ball, 1-0. Head coach for this Knox County team, Zach Short. He stands at third base coaching his players. And the 1-0, and that's a line drive foul down the first baseline. Strike one, 1-1. Hamlin averaging .479 this season. 25 hits, has 7 home runs as well. She leads her team in home runs. And she's got a 1-1 count with two down. The pitch. Low and inside. I believe that hit Hamlin on the foot. It did, so she'll take first base. So Knox County will have the first runner on in this game as Hamlin stands on first with two down here in the bottom of the first, scoreless tie. And we'll see Tatum Mason to the plate, the shortstop for this Knox County team. Mason averaging .440 this season, 26 hits. She comes to the plate with two outs and Hamlin on first. Woldridge Wines delivers inside for a ball, 1-0. now is 1-0 on Data Mason. Pitch, hit foul, off to the right, 1-1. Hamlin standing on first for Knox County here in the bottom of the first. Two down, Data Mason at the plate, 1-1 count. Wooldridge, the delivery, swing and a miss, strike two. Wooldridge has the heat, and she has, in her last game out that Salisbury played, she was bringing the high heat. And the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and a high fastball, strike three, hitting over. No hits and no runs for Knox County. We go to the top of the second. Scoreless tie, Salisbury up next here on Crest.
MFA Agri Services in Salisbury takes pride in serving area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. Farmers, do you have questions or need advice regarding your farming operation, such as fertilizer, crop protection, seed feed, animal health, custom spraying, or custom spreading? Stop by MFA Agri Service of Salisbury, located at 304 West Front Street, or give them a call at 660-388-6421 and let their top quality products and experience go to work for you. The last time you went to physical therapy, did they look at your chart before they said your name? Sheila or Tricia at Salisbury Physical Therapy live in the area and know your name, so you will get the personal one-on-one care and attention you need to recover your mobility or get back in the game. Salisbury Physical Therapy, located at 100 West Highway 24, Suite A in Salisbury, has over 20 years of experience in the physical therapy field. Sheila can get you off the bench or out of that chair and back to what you love to do. Salisbury Physical Therapy, hometown care and service just for you.
This state semifinal broadcast brought to you by, in part, Hunter Body Shop and Auto Sales, Knox County R1 School District, Knox County Nursing Home, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina, all of Edina, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Ben Wittenstein with you here for the state semifinals game between Salisbury and Knox County. To the top of the second we go. Scoreless tie, Salisbury at the plate. They're the designated visiting team, and at the plate, Abigail Gebhardt, the catcher for this Salisbury squad, takes first pitch ball outside, 1-0. Gebhardt, 4 home runs on the season. We saw her have an inside the park home run in the state quarterfinals, batting 458. The first pitch from Hamlin, high and outside, 2-0 on Gebhardt. Hamlin working in the circle, and she winds and delivers. Swung and fouled off to the left, 1-2. Gebhardt, no batting gloves. The righty takes a stretch with the bat, steps into the batter's box, ready for her 2-1 pitch. Hamlin delivers. That's popped up. Shallow right field. Getting under it is Johnson, and she makes the grab for out number one. So we'll see Cheyenne Young to the plate now. Young had a home run in the state quarterfinals. She's batting 373, second team all-conference as well for the senior. The righty wearing 2 white batting gloves, blue and white bat. She sees her first pitch from Hamlin is just on the outside corner, strike one. Oh and one on Young, one down, top of the second, scoreless tie. 0-1, and that's hit over to second. It's a grounder, scooped up, and the throw to first in time for out number two. Bales batting 337 this season, 25 hits on the year, 3 home runs, a third team all-conference, no batting gloves for the junior. First pitch, outside for a ball. Knox County and Salisbury, no strangers to each other. Salisbury has won the last 3 games these two have played. They play this season as well. Salisbury taking an 8-0 win in September, and that one's hitting the gap. It's short into left field for a base hit. Lizzie Bales on first with a single. First hit for Salisbury. You're in the top of the second with 2 down.
Now batting number 29, designated player.
Caden Stapleton to the plate as the designated player. Batting in the seven hole for Salisbury this afternoon. Lights are on here at the stadium. Gray skies, 45 degree temperature. First pitch. Second score is Jason at the plate. Her pitch popped up over to second base, and getting under it is Mock, and she makes the grab for out number three. So Salisbury strands one. We go to the bottom of the second. Scoreless tie. Knox County up to bat. Next, here on Press.
During your deepest times of sorrow, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina strives to provide support and sympathy for you and your family. With compassionate care since 1912, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home and their professional staff are committed to understanding your individual needs, traditions, and customs. Stop by or give them a call at 660-397-2233 for your funeral arrangement questions. Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina, helping families celebrate the lives of those they love. Proud supporter of the Knox County Lady Eagles.
The clear goal of a cattleman is to see weight gain at minimal cost, especially at weaning time. Ricketts Farm Service can help you achieve that goal with Purina AccuRation Starter. Backed by Purina Research, AccuRation Starter is a complete weaning ration that produces super gains at a low cost per head per day. See Ricketts Farm Service in Cairo, Salisbury, or Shelbina for your Purina AccuRation Starter today.
Be the folks at the checkerboard. Ricketts, remember Ricketts for everything for your farm.
Welcome back here to Springfield, Missouri. Bottom of the second we go. Scoreless tie between Knox County and Salisbury. Knox County coming to the plate. We'll see Riley Strange for her first plate appearance this afternoon. Wooldridge already with three strikeouts so far through one inning of work. And her first pitch to Strange, a grounder over to second. Moving over to her left is Stefankowicz, and she can't make the play as she bobbled the ground ball, and the throw to first was late. So a leadoff hit by Riley Strange gives Knox County a runner on first. Savannah Maugh coming to the plate now. No outs. Mock is batting 296 this season, 21 hits for her. 15 strikeouts as well. The first pitch from Wooldridge, high for a ball, 1-0. Runner on first is Strange, and the 1-0 pitch. Mock, swing and a miss on an inside fastball, 1-1. Mock takes a look over to third base to her coach, Zach Short, getting instructions and ready for the 1-1 from Wooldridge. She lays down a bunt, and it's bunted and foul. 1-2. Salisbury in their black jerseys and gold or purple trim, white lettering. And the 1-2, swing and a miss for Savannah Mock. Strikeout number four for Wooldridge, one down here in the bottom of the first. Michaela Griffith, the designated player, to the plate. That's 403 on the year. The senior with 25 hits as well, 17 RBIs. Steps to the plate with no batting gloves. Riley Strange on first with one down. First pitch from Wooldridge. Right down the middle, strike one. Griffith let that one go by. Griffith also with eight doubles on the season. 0-1 pitch. High for a ball, 1-1. Strange on first for Knox County here in the bottom of the second. 0-0 is your score here in the state semis. Winner goes to the state championship to be played tomorrow. The loser, the third place game, to be played a couple hours after the end of this one. And the 1-1 down the middle. Strike two, 1-2. Griffith watches that one go by. One and two on Griffith, one down. Wooldridge winds and delivers a high fastball, 2-2. Griffin, a couple practice swings, steps back into the box, 2-2, fouled off to the right, down the first baseline. Count remains at 2-2 with one down. Strange itching to get off first base. 2-2 on Griffith. Woldridge delivers. And that's a short grounder back to Woldridge. She'll scoop it up, throw to first for out number two. But Strange over to second. Basically a bunt for Griffith. As she advances Strange.
Haley Miller.
Haley Miller in the eight hole for Knox County to the plate with two outs. Strange over on second. And the first pitch down the middle, strike one. Miller keeps the bat on her shoulder. Haley Miller named second team, all LNC, batting 280. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss on an inside fastball. 0-2. Strange on second base, two down, bottom of the second, 0-0. 0-2 on the way. And that one swung and fouled back. Behind the backstop, count remains at 0-2. Haley Miller, 13 strikeouts this season. And facing an 0-2 count. Two outs, the pitch. Just outside, 1-2. Miller steps back into the batter's box, the 1-2. Down low for a ball, 2-2. Miller working the count back to even. Strange on second base for Knox County, two down. Bottom of the second. State semifinal game in Springfield. A 2-2 outside. Ball three, and Miller runs over to first. The umpire said it's 3-2, and he wants to make sure that Miller knows it is a full count. Miller apparently thought she had three balls on that pitch, so she goes back to home plate with a full count. 3-2 on Miller with a runner on second for Knox County. Two down, bottom of the second. Woldridge, the pitch. Swung and fouled right in front of us on the backstop. Count remains full, 3-2. Almost hit our on-field microphone, but that remains safe. And the 3-2 pitch. High and outside, ball four, and Miller takes first. And going over to third is Strange as the ball got past Gebhardt. So runners on the corners now for Knox County. And the nine-hole hitter, Daniela Dooley, to the plate. With runners on the corners, two outs for Knox County. Scoreless tie, bottom of the second. Dooley batting 250, the freshman with 14 hits and 14 runs. The first pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. Strange is on third. Miller is on first. Knox County looking to strike first here in the state semis in the bottom of the second. Woldridge trying to work out of it at the 0-1 pitch. Down the middle. Strike two. Dooley kept the bat on her right shoulder. Woldridge already with four strikeouts trying to get her fifth and a big one to get out of this inning. The 0-2. Side corner, strike three called. Woldridge gets out, leaving Knox County having runners on the corners. We go to the top of the third. Scoreless tie. Salisbury up next. You're on Crest or CentralMoInfo.com.
Harvest time is underway. Let Regional Missouri Bank help you harvest the best yield and maximize your production with a sound and competitive CD or savings account or a great rate on your next ag, residential, or commercial loan. Offer of credit subject to credit approval. Reap the bounty of quality banking services for your every need from Regional Missouri Bank, your local community bank, with full service locations in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're like most people around here, breakfast is not just served in the morning. At Bradshaw's Bistro, they serve breakfast all day. Stop in and visit this unique small-town business with a friendly hometown atmosphere. You'll want to take time to relax and enjoy a delightful homemade dessert. Also, soup is back, and prime rib is served the second and fourth Friday night of each month. Call ahead for reservations. Check out their daily specials at Bradshaw's Bistro on Facebook. Bradshaw's Bistro, located at 315 South Broadway in Salisbury. A great place to start your day or evening. See you soon.
Back here to start the top of the third inning, 0-0 Salisbury and Knox County here in the state semifinals. Ben Wittenstein with you on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Salisbury coming to the plate. It will be the bottom of the order with Emma Ricketts at bat, wearing two gray batting gloves.
Leading off, number nine, center fielder, Emma Ricketts.
Ricketts comes in a 274 batting average. Five walks, 10 strikeouts, 17 hits for the junior so far this season. Hamlin in the circle. And the first pitch at the top of the third, inside corner for a strike. And these umpires going over to Katie Hamlin to talk to her. They're going to call that a ball, I guess. So 1-0. Interesting reversal of a call. 1-0. And a pitch. And that hit her. Emma Ricketts takes first base. Salisbury, the leadoff runner on. Chloe Wyatt, the nine-hole hitter for Salisbury to the plate.
Chloe Wyatt.
Wyatt, a 295 hitter as a freshman. Already Ricketts on first. No outs, top of the third for Salisbury. Still scoreless tie. And the first pitch. Wyatt shows bunt, and the pitch goes underneath her bat. Strike one, 0-1. Nate King, the head coach for Salisbury, in his sixth year, 113-32 overall record. Wyatt looks to her head coach for the sign, gets it back into the batter's box. The 0-1, she lays down a bunt right back to Hamlin. This will advance the runner to second as Hamlin throws out Wyatt at first, one down. The sacrifice bunt does what it was intended to do, and Salisbury has a runner on second with one down. Top of the order. On the way, Brooks DeFankowitz. DeFankowitz 0-for-1 so far with a strikeout. First pitch, that one's grounded right back to Hamlin, and the throw to first in time, out number two. Ricketts advances over to third.
Now batting number 24.
Two down here in the top of the third inning. Amanda Nedley to the plate, 0-for-1 this afternoon. Salisbury, though, a runner in scoring position with Ricketts on third base. Nedley, the lefty, steps in. Salisbury looking to be the first to score in the state semifinals game. Nedley, first pitch swing, through the legs of the first baseman, Sydney Miller into right, and that brings in Ricketts to score. Amanda Nedley, an RBI single, and Salisbury ahead, 1-0 here in the top of the third.
Now batting number 16, pitcher Bryn Woodridge.
Bryn Woodridge to the plate, two outs, top of the third. Salisbury ahead, 1-0. Nedley over on first base. Hamlin to Woodridge, pitcher to pitcher. Woodridge smacks that up the middle into center field. Going over to third is Nedley. She rounds third. She's going home. The throw home will be stopped by Hamlin. And that will be run number two for Salisbury on a RBI single for Bryn Woodridge. Two nothing Salisbury, top of the third, two runs so far off the bat of Woodridge and Nedley. Woodridge, not only is she a dangerous pitcher for this team, she is one of their more dangerous hitters, as we mentioned, leads the team in batting average, .566. That was her 35th hit on the year and her 25th RBI. Courtesy runner taking Woldridge's place. Rachel Fessler will be the courtesy runner. Abigail Gebhardt at the plate. So Fessler, the courtesy runner for Woldridge on first. Two down, top of the third, 2-0, Salisbury lead. Gebhardt at the plate, first pitch from Hamblin. Outside for a ball, 1-0. No batting gloves for Gebhardt, and the 1-0 down the middle. Strike one, 1-1. And the 1-1 to Gebhardt. A grounder over to first, a nice glove play. Sidney Miller to gobble that up and step on the base for out number three. But the damage has been done by Salisbury. Two runs scored on two hits. We go to the bottom of the third. Knox County up next on Crest.
R&J Custom Fabrication in Salisbury has a full line of trailers by Hayliner and Big Tex. You will find single axle, tandem axle, auto and motorcycle trailers, trailers for dump, light and heavy equipment, and gooseneck livestock and cargo trailers. Hayliner and Big Tex both offer unsurpassed quality and durability for even the toughest Missouri conditions. Call R&J Custom Fabrication in Salisbury at 388-6915 to set an appointment or check them out online at rjcustomfabrication.com.
If you've ever bought or sold real estate, then you know one of the most important people to have on your side is your local abstractor. It's the abstractor's job to tell you the history of the home, property, or building you are about to purchase. Knox County Abstract in Edina and Pickle Abstract Company in Kirksville take pride in doing their jobs professionally and accurately for you. They're there to help with all your abstract and title needs. Stop in today at Knox County Abstract in Edina or Pickle Abstract Company in Kirksville, where you will get fast and friendly service.
Welcome back to Springfield, Missouri. 2-0 is your score. Salisbury ahead of Knox County here in the state semifinals, scoring two runs in the top of the third inning. So we go to the bottom of the third. Knox County trying to put some runs on the board for themselves to start the top of the third. We will have the top of the order for this Eagles team. Kinsley Johnson to the plate, 0-1 this afternoon with a strikeout back in the first. Johnson batting a little under .350 this season. As Bryn Woldridge on the mound, already five strikeouts this afternoon. The first pitch from the junior in the dirt, ball one. 1-0 to Kinsley Johnson. Johnson, third team, all LNC, and the 1-0. A grounder over to short to Fankiewicz. Nice grab, the throw to first in time. One down here in the bottom of the third.
Now batting number 24, first baseman, Sidney Miller.
Sidney Miller to the plate. Sidney Miller 0-1 with a strikeout in the first. And the righty, no batting gloves. First pitch, that's swung on, fouled over the backstop. 0-1 on Miller. Plenty of Salisbury and Knox County fans out in Springfield this afternoon. 0-1. Right down the middle, 1-1, off-speed pitch from Bryn Woldridge. The 0-2, high 1-2. Katie Hamblin on deck for Knox County. And the 1-2 to Sidney Miller with one down. In the dirt, 2-2. 2-0, Salisbury's lead here in the bottom of the third of the state semis. And the 2-2 on the way to Sidney Miller. That one swung. It's a blooper. Oh, right back to Bryn Woldridge, and she makes the grab. Out number two. About as easy as you'll get for Bryn Woldridge. Two down, bottom of the third. Katie Hamblin steps to the plate. She was hit by a pitch back in the first inning. She's one of three Knox County players to get on base this afternoon. And the first pitch from Woldridge down the middle for a strike. Hamblin 34 RBIs this season as well as the 0-1 in the dirt, 1-1. Two down, bottom of the third, 1-1 count on Hamlin. The pitch from Woldridge. Off speed, swing and a miss, strike two. Woldridge is so good at those. We saw that in the state quarterfinals. 13 strikeouts for her in that game. And the 1-2 outside, 2-2. And Woldridge has five so far this afternoon through two and two-thirds. And a 2-2. Inside, the count is full on Katie Hamlin. Full count pitch. Hamlin, pop up, shallow, catchable, and the catch is made by Gebhardt. Right in front of the plate, out number three, three up, three down. Salisbury to the plate next as we go to the top of the fourth in the state semis on Crest.
O'Loughlin Incorporated with facilities in Macon, Marceline, and Shelbina is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Loughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling and dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies and bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Loughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Loughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, and Shelbina.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty and staff at the Salisbury R4 School District are proud of a strong athletic program and a strong academic program. It takes strong family values combined with strong student-teacher relationships to turn out the finest students. And that's what sets the Salisbury R4 School District apart from the rest. The Salisbury R4 School District encourages students to continue working hard both in competition and in the classroom and to make good choices.
The top of the fourth.
That was a great time to stock up for
Missouri in the state semifinals. Salisbury ahead 2-0 on Knox County. Cheyenne Young will lead off the inning for the Lady Panthers. Young 0-1 with a ground out back in the second. But this is what Salisbury does best, is they get the lead early and they're able to hold it. We saw them do that against Pilot Grove last week and against Silex. And Cheyenne Young tattoos one to center field, but getting under it is Haley Miller for the catch right near the wall. One down here in the top of the fourth. Young got nice contact on that one, but Miller was in good position in the center field. Lizzie Bales now to the plate. Bales 1-for-1, a single in the second. One down with her team leading 2-0 over Knox County. First pitch hits that one over the head of the shortstop into the gap in left center. That'll roll all the way to the wall as Bales takes second base with a stand-up double. Bales 2-for-2 in the state semifinals, a single and a double. Only one down here in the top of the fourth. Caden Stapleton to the plate, 0-for-1. Fly out in the second. Stapleton, 18 RBIs this season, batting 354. She comes to the plate with one down and a runner on second. Stapleton, no batting gloves. And the righty, first pitch, high, ball 1-0. Takes a practice swing, steps back in. The 1-0 pitch. High fly ball, left field, going back is Campbell, but she'll get under it and make the catch for out number two. Bales stays on second. Emma Ricketts to the plate now.
Emma Ricketts.
With two outs, Bales still standing on second base. Ricketts was hit by a pitch in the third inning. She scored a run as well. Salisbury up 2-0 here in the top of the fourth, two outs. First pitch from Hamlin, outside corner for a strike. Ricketts batting about 270 this season. And the 0-1, just high for a ball, 1-1. One. 1-1 count on Ricketts, runner on second. Hamlin winds, delivers inside, 2-1. 2-1 count on Ricketts with Bale standing on second base. Two down, top of the fourth. Salisbury up 2-0. Pitch fouled off to the right. 2-2. Ricketts out of the batter's box as she looks down the third base line to her head coach, Nate King, for the play call. Back in, the 2-2. That one's fouled off her face mask, 2-2. The count remains. Home plate umpire checks to make sure she's all right. She says she is, and she takes a couple practice swings to get ready for her 2-2 pitch. Two down with Bales on second for Salisbury. Hamlin looks at her catcher and delivers to Strange. That one's tip foul. Count remains 2-2. Bales on second. Top of the fourth, Salisbury had 2-0. With two down, it's a 2-2 count on Ricketts. The pitch from Hamlin. And Ricketts, a blooper into shallow left. Nate King waves Bales around, and Bales will score on an RBI single by Emma Ricketts to make it 3-0 Salisbury here in the top of the fourth.
Now batting number 20, third baseman Chloe Wyatt.
Chloe Wyatt to the plate, the 9-hole hitter, 0-for-1 this afternoon. Has a cushion of a lead with Salisbury up 3-0. The pitch down the middle for a strike, 0-1. Ricketts on first base. Wyatt at the plate, 0-1. That one swung up the middle, and it's recovered by Mock as she steps on second base for the force out to end the inning. But Salisbury scores run, and we go to the bottom of the fourth. 3-0, Salisbury's lead. Knox County up next on Crest.
Now is a great time to stock up for winter on choice beef or pork by stopping by Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, located southeast of Salisbury on Highway PP. The Merrick and Femler families take pride in providing the freshest ground chuck, steak, sausage, or bacon. Or try Bill's famous smoked pork chops, ham, brats, hot dogs, or a delicious slab of ribs. Just heat them and eat them. Salisbury Meat Market kills beef on Tuesdays and hogs on Wednesdays and is open weekdays till 5 and Saturdays till noon. Your friends at Salisbury Meat Market remind you life is tough, but your meat shouldn't be.
Whether you are remodeling or building new, stop by Herzog Lumber of Knox City. Herzog Lumber sells lumber, hardware, Valspar paints, Simitin, and Geldwin windows, and does window screen repair. And you'll find everything you need to construct that new pole barn. From the beginning stages to the finished work, the knowledgeable staff at Herzog Lumber in Knox County can fix you up. In fact, Herzog Lumber is the only lumber yard in Knox County. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturdays until noon.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Bottom of the fourth here from Springfield, Missouri. 3-0 Salisbury lead over Knox County in the state semifinals. Ben Wittenstein with you. And to start the bottom of the fourth, it's Tatum Mason with a 1-1 count, and she swings and misses at a high fastball from Bryn Wooldridge, and the count is 1-2 on Knox County's leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the fourth. We saw a run from Salisbury in the top of the fourth and top of the third, and the 1-2 high and inside, 2-2. Two-two count on Knox County's leadoff hitter, Tatum Mason, a high fastball. She gets contact into right field, diving to make the catch is Anna White. What a grab. One down here in the bottom of the fourth. Salisbury's defense making plays now in the outfield as Anna White made a diving catch.
Now batting number 32, catcher Riley Strange.
Riley Strange, the catcher, to the plate with one down. Home plate umpire gets some new softballs. Salisbury crowd chanting Anna's name. Certainly a pretty big play here in the state semis. Riley Strange at the plate with one down, 3-0. Salisbury's lead, bottom of the fourth. Strange, grounder over to short, scooped up by Lizzie Bales, and the throw to first in time. Two down.
Now batting number 16,
Savannah Mock to the plate. Mock 0 for 1 this afternoon with a strikeout in the second. She has a closed stance in the right-handing batter's box. First pitch down the middle for a strike, 0-1. 0-1 on Mock with two down here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch is low, 1-1. And a 1-1. Inside, 2-1. 2-1. The pitch, another grounder over to Bales. She'll scoop it up. Clean throw to first in time. Out number three. Three up, three down for the second inning in a row for Bryn Wooldridge. We go to the top of the fifth. Salisbury up to bat, and they lead 3-0 on Crest.
Rick and Kayleen Somerville of Somerville Funeral Home in Salisbury would like to congratulate the Salisbury Lady Panthers softball team on their great season and would like to wish them the best of luck during the state softball playoffs. Rick and Kayleen are extremely proud of each and every one of the players on the team for all of their hard work and great sportsmanship this season. Give it your best shot and enjoy the moment. Treasure the memories. Go Salisbury Lady Panthers and bring home the championship.
AgriVision Solutions in Salisbury became popular as an independent soil sampling, scouting, and precision equipment company. We still are today. However, today AgriVision Solutions has a much broader offering of products and services for you to choose from to aid you in maximizing the profit potential of each crop in each field. This is Jason Young. Service you can count on, quality you can see, and people you can trust. It's all at AgriVision Solutions in Salisbury.
Congratulations to number 12 Cheyenne Young and the Lady Panthers on a great softball season.
We go to the top of the fifth inning from Springfield here in the state semifinals. Salisbury ahead 3-0, and they will bat as the designated visiting team to start the top of the fifth. Home crowd is alive for Salisbury. Knox County has a good-sized crowd here as well, looking for a reason to cheer. To start the top of the fifth, it will be Brooks Stefankowicz, the leadoff hitter. She bunts it foul. The bunt went down the first base line, and it was fielded in fair territory. And I guess they're going to call her out because initially it looked like she may have bunted it off her face mask. But I believe she stepped out of the box as Nate King trying to talk to home plate umpire. She may have stepped out of the box on that bunt attempt. That's the call that these umpires will go with. So one down to start the top of the fifth. Amanda Nedley to the plate. Nedley 1-for-2, a base hit in the third. She had an RBI single and scored a run as well. Her first pitch outside. 1-0. And 1-0. Nedley grounds it up the middle. It's misplayed by Hamlin as it bounces off her glove into left field. And Nedley will have a base hit. 2-for-3 this afternoon for the junior. So we'll see Bryn Wooldridge. Wooldridge 1-for-2, RBI back in the third as well. She's been pitching a tremendous game in the circle and doing a pretty good job at the plate as well. 3-0, Salisbury's lead, one out top of the fifth, a runner on first. Wooldridge, first pitch, she hits it, that's to center, going deep, it's back, that's a home run, a two-run shot by junior Bryn Wooldridge. Here in the top of the fifth, Salisbury extends its lead 5-0. That is the seventh home run of the season by Wooldridge. And she connected on all of that. And all Haley Miller at center field for Knox County could do was watch it sail over the fence. So more insurance runs for Salisbury here in the state semifinals. Abigail Gebhardt to the plate with one down. Base is clear now after that two-run shot. 5-0 Salisbury lead here in the top of the fifth. First pitch to Gebhardt. Chopper over to short, fielded cleanly by Mason, and the throw to first is in time. Two down here in the top of the fifth.
Now batting number 12, left fielder Cheyenne Young.
Cheyenne Young to the plate, 0-2 this afternoon. Steps into the batter's box after a couple practice swings. Two white batting gloves for Young. And the first pitch, a little high for a ball, 1-0. We talked about Woldridge in the circle, but, man, she can hit the ball as well. Seventh home run on the season for her. 1-0. 1-1 now on Young on the outside corner. Certainly more of a comfortable lead for Salisbury, a 5-0 now in the top of the fifth. 1-1 on Young. Two down. Fouled on an aggressive swing off to the right. One, two on Young. Two down. The pitch from Hamlin. And that one's low. Young swings for it. It's a chopper, and the catcher picks it up. The throw to first. And the first place umpire is going to say that it was chopped enough that it was foul. Looks like she may have hit home plate on that hit. So we'll do this again. 1-2 on Young. And she runs back to home plate to pick up her bat. Into the batter's box she goes, and we're ready to go. 1-2. Two down, top of the fifth. The pitch to Young. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That'll do it for the top of the fifth. But two runs scored on a two-run shot by Brynn Woldridge, and Salisbury leads 5-0. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. Knox County up to bat next on Crest.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
We go to the bottom of the fifth. Her up to bat is Michaela Griffith, and her first pitch, swing and a miss for a strike. 0-1, 5-0 Salisbury lead in the bottom of the fifth of the state semifinals from Springfield, Missouri. And the 0-1 outside corner, 0-2. Woldridge smiles after that pitch. She's certainly feeling it in the circle. She had a two-run home run in the last half inning as well. And the 0-2, down the middle, strike three. Got Griffith looking. The sixth strikeout for Brynn Woldridge this afternoon.
Now batting number three, center fielder Haley Miller.
Haley Miller to the plate. Walked back in the second. And the first pitch from Woldridge inside for a ball. One and oh. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike. 1-1 on Miller. Knox County can be an offensive team. Certainly, we saw them beat Meadville 17-0. And the 1-1 down the middle, strike two, 1-2. They also beat La Plata 8-5. And the 1-2 down low and outside, 2-2 on Haley Miller. One down here in the bottom of the fifth, 5-0 Salisbury lead. Trip to the state championship on the line. The pitch is swung and fouled off to the right. So we'll do that again. 2-2. The 2-2 to Miller. Again, foul back behind the backstop. Count remains 2-2. Knox County also scored 25 runs in two state tournament games combined. So this is an offensive team that can wake up at any time. The 2-2 pitch outside for full count on Haley Miller. So 5 runs, certainly small enough margin for Knox County to come back. The 3-2 foul back. Count remains full. A nice battle going on between Miller and Wooldridge right now. We've seen 7 pitches so far. This will be the 8th of the at-bat. Wooldridge, the 3-2. Outside corner, strike 3. Got Miller looking. 2 straight strikeouts. 7 on the afternoon for Wooldridge. And Daniela Dooley to the plate in the 9 hole for Knox County. Dooley struck out looking in the 2nd. And the first pitch, swing and a miss on a fastball outside, 1-0-1. And the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss and a ball in the dirt, 0-2. 2 down here in the bottom of the 5th, Salisbury 5-0 lead over Knox County here in the state semifinal game. And the 0-2, foul back behind the backstop. Count remains 0-2 on Daniela Dooley. Wooldridge looking for her 8th strikeout of the game. Knox County looking for a base runner. The 0-2. Off speed, that one's hit. It's a shallow fly ball down the first baseline, and coming in to make the catch is Stefankowicz all the way from 2nd. And 1-2-3 for the 3rd straight inning. Go Knox County. Salisbury to bat as we go to the top of the 6th, leading 5-0 on Crest.
When the unexpected happens and you need an auto body shop you can trust, call Hunter Body Shop and Auto Sale of Edina. They will work with you and the insurance company to ensure the job is done correctly. They also offer 24-hour towing service. Stop by or give them a call at 660-397-3346. And don't forget to ask about their custom exhaust work and restorations you would like made to your baby on wheels. Hunter Body Shop and Auto Sales of Edina, where you can add more life to your car.
When your livelihood depends upon your farming operation, you want to make sure your farm is protected. Andrea Bender with Rural Missouri Crop Insurance Incorporated in Salisbury can give you peace of mind in protecting your farm. Contact Andrea at 660-414-5975 and let her introduce you to the new featured pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance product. This insurance is for pasture and hay ground with a sales closing date of November 15th. Don't delay, stop by soon and let Andrea Bender's experience help protect you and your farming operation.
Lizzie Bales will lead off the top of the 6th for Salisbury, up 5-0 here in the state semifinals on Superstation Press or online at centralmoinfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you as the first pitch to Bales. Foul back behind the backstop, 0-1. Salisbury scored 2 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, and 2 in the 5th. The lead 5-0. Top of the 6th, the 0-1 to Bales. Again, foul back behind the backstop. Count at 0-2. Bales 2-for-2 this afternoon. She had a double in the 4th, a single in the 2nd. Also scored a run. And the 0-2, Bales line shot foul down the 3rd baseline. And count still remains at 0-2. No batting gloves for the junior. Named 3rd team all-conference. Her coach, Nate King, says she's been having a good year at the plate. We're seeing that now in the postseason. She's 2-for-2. Oh, 2 on the way. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Strike 3. Hamlin with a strikeout. That's 2 straight strikeouts spanning 2 innings for Hamlin. He struck out Cheyenne Young to end the top of the 5th and start the top of the 6th, striking out Lizzie Bales. Hayden Stapleton, line shot to 3rd. We're out number 2.
How about he's number 9, Emma Ricketts.
Emma Ricketts to the plate. She's 1-for-1 with a walk in the 3rd when she was hit by a pitch and a single in the 4th. And the pitch, high, 1-0. 1-0 count on Ricketts. 5-0 Salisbury lead here in the top of the sixth. Pitch on the way. Outside corner for a strike. 1-1. It's bottom of the order has come up big for Salisbury so far this afternoon. And the 1-1. High pop up foul territory. This may be out of play, and it is down the third baseline. So we're at 1-2. One, two count on Ricketts. Pitch from Hamlin. Line shot back to Hamlin. Takes one bounce. Hamlin scoops it up. Throw to first is in time. 1-2-3 goes Salisbury. Knox County comes up in the bottom of the sixth when we get back here in the state semis.
Whether you are remodeling or building new, stop by Herzog Lumber of Knox City. Herzog Lumber sells lumber, hardware, Valspar paints, Simitin, and Geldwin windows and does window screen repair. And you'll find everything you need to construct that new pole barn. From the beginning stages to the finished work, the knowledgeable staff at Herzog Lumber in Knox County can fix you up. In fact, Herzog Lumber is the only lumber yard in Knox County. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturdays until noon.
Broadway Bakery in downtown Salisbury is more than a bakery. Get a hearty breakfast or try their maple bacon and orange glazed cinnamon rolls. Yum, yum. Check out their daily lunch specials on their Facebook page at The Broadway Bakery. The Broadway Bakery is open Monday through Saturday from 5:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. and Sundays from 7:30 to 1. Broadway Bakery also offers catering, specialty cakes, pies, and other delicious desserts. Do you have an event, small gathering, or even a large wedding coming up? Call Broadway Bakery in Salisbury.
We'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning here on Crest, CentralMoInfo.com, of the state semifinals between Salisbury and Knox County. Salisbury had 5-0 Knox County at the plate. They have their leadoff hitter, Kinsley Johnson, to start the inning. First pitch from Wooldridge, outside corner for a strike. Oh, and one on Johnson, who's 0-2. Second pitch, a liner, gets past the shortstop and into left field for a base. Perfect place for Knox County as well to make a run with the top of the order at bat. 0-2 with a strikeout in the first coming to the plate. Johnson on first. No outs. Bottom of the sixth. Down five is Knox County. The pitch from Wooldridge down the middle for a strike. Wooldridge has been pretty efficient at getting those first pitch strikes so far today. Ball one, 1-1 on Sydney Miller. Miller in a gray, Knox County. Inside, 2-1. Two and one on Miller. Runner on first, no outs for Knox County. High and outside, 3-1. Favorable count for Sydney Miller right now. And a 3-1 from Wooldridge. Inside ball four. Wooldridge walked Sydney Miller. So a runner on first and second for Knox County. No outs. Bottom of the sixth.
Now batting number four, Katie Hamlin.
Katie Hamlin to the plate. She's 0-1. Hit by a pitch in the first and flew out in the third. And now two runners on. No outs. Here in the bottom of the sixth, a 5-0 Salisbury lead, but Knox County trying to make some runs happen. First pitch to Hamlin. High pop-up, shallow down the first baseline. Coming in to make the catch is Nedley. One down. And Tatum Mason up to the plate. Mason 0-2. Runners on first and second for Knox County. One down. And Mason hits her first pitch over to the right, and that will land just foul down the first baseline, maybe an inch or two to the right of the first baseline for strike number one. 5-0 Salisbury's lead. Here in the bottom of the sixth, runners on first and second for Knox County. At the plate is Tatum Mason. 0-1 on her with one down. The pitch outside, 1-1. Tatum Mason, 1-1. Runner on first and second. Johnson on second. Miller on first. The pitch, that's foul back. Strike two. 1-2. 8 strikeouts for Bryn Wooldridge this afternoon. And the 1-2. Outside corner, strike three. Caught Mason looking. 2 down, a big strikeout for Bryn Wooldridge. And Riley Strange coming to the plate. Runners on first and second. Knox County trying not to squander an opportunity. Down 5-0. Strange, first pitch inside corner for a strike. 0-1. Johnson on second, Miller on first. Strange, an 0-1 count with 2 down. Bottom of the sixth for Knox County. Team down 5-0 in the state semis. Next pitch, that's hitting the right field. It'll stay fair and drop for a base hit. Johnson around third, she'll score, and Miller on third. And Strange on first with an RBI single. 5-1, Salisbury's lead down to 4. Savannah Mock to the plate. Runners on the corners. Miller on third. Strange on first. Mock at the plate. 2 down. Wooldridge and Gebhardt communicating. And Wooldridge, the delivery. High for a ball. 1-0. Mock 0 for 2 this afternoon. Count on her, the pitch. Chopped foul down the first baseline, 1-1. Runners on the corners for Knox County. Savannah Mock at the plate. 1-1 count on her with 2 down. The pitch from Wooldridge. Swing and a miss, strike 2. The Knox County fans coming alive. Sitting on the third baseline. And the 1-2 pitch. And that one's lined up the center into center field. Another run will score for Knox County. An RBI single for Savannah Mock makes it 5-2 Salisbury with runners on first and second.
Now batting number 9, Michaela Griffith.
Michaela Griffith to the plate. With runners on first and second, Griffith is the game-tying run at home plate. 5-2 Salisbury lead, bottom of the sixth. So far, 2 runs scored for Knox County, all with 2 outs. A pitch from Wooldridge. That one's hit foul behind the backstop. 0-1. So far, 3 hits for the Eagles in this bottom of the sixth. And the 0-1. To Griffith. That one's lined to short, scooped, and stepping on second is Lizzie Bales for out number 3. But 2 runs scored by Knox County. We go to the top of the seventh. Salisbury up 5-2. They're up to the plate when we come back.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff at the Salisbury R4 School District are proud of a strong athletic program and a strong academic program. It takes strong family values combined with strong student-teacher relationships to turn out the finest students. And that's what sets the Salisbury R4 School District apart from the rest. The Salisbury R4 School District encourages students to continue working hard both in competition and in the classroom, and to make good choices.
During your deepest times of sorrow, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina strives to provide support and sympathy for you and your family. With compassionate care since 1912, Hudson Reimer Funeral Home and their professional staff are committed to understanding your individual needs, traditions, and customs. Stop by or give them a call at 660-397-2233 for your funeral arrangement questions. Hudson Reimer Funeral Home of Edina, helping families celebrate the lives of those they love. Proud supporter of the Knox County Lady Eagles.
Top of the seventh here from Springfield State semifinals game, Salisbury and Knox County. Salisbury leading 5-2 after a two-run Knox County bottom of the sixth. So Salisbury now only up three runs, trying to give themselves some more insurance runs here in the top of the seventh. They will lead off with Chloe Wyatt in the nine hole for Salisbury. She will lead off the top of the seventh. Wyatt 0-2 this afternoon. And the first pitch from Hamlin. Swinging strike, 0-1. We talked about Knox County's ability to come back and how big their offense has been for them this season as the 0-1 pitch is fouled back off to the right, not a play. Count is 0-2 on Wyatt. They scored 25 runs in their last two games. The 0-2, high for a ball, 1-2. One and two on Wyatt, no one out. Top of the seventh, 5-2 Salisbury lead. The 1-2, that one's fouled off to the right. But the count remains 1-2 on Wyatt. Winner of this one goes to the state championship. That will be played tomorrow, and we'll have that game at 2 p.m. on regional radio. And the 1-2, outside corner, strike three, Hamlin. Gets Wyatt looking for out number one in the top of the seventh.
Now batting number 10, Brooks Stefankiewicz.
Top of the order for Salisbury, Brooks Stefankiewicz at the plate. The lefty gets signs from her coach, Nate King, on third base. Steps into the batter's box for her first pitch from Katie Hamlin. And the delivery, high 1-0. One and zero on Stefankiewicz. One down here in the top of the seventh. The pitch, another high one, 2-0. Salisbury looking for some more insurance runs. Only up three, and a 2-0. Chopped right up the middle. Nice glove by Hamlin to scoop that one up. Throw to first in time. Two outs.
Batting number 24, Amanda Nedley.
So Amanda Nedley to the plate with two down in the top of the seventh. Nedley 2-for-3 so far in this one. Two singles, an RBI, and a run. First pitch, high and outside, ball one. One and oh on Amanda Nedley, the first baseman for Salisbury. Pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one, 1-1. Nedley cleans off her cleats. Lefty ready for a 1-1. Hamlin delivers. Outside, 2-1. Top of the seventh inning, 5-2, Salisbury's lead. Two outs. Salisbury's Amanda Nedley at the plate. 2-1 count. The pitch in the dirt. 3-1. Nedley being patient at the plate right now. With that three-run lead, she can afford to do so. And the 3-1 from Hamlin to Nedley. Inside, ball four. Nedley takes first base on the walk. Salisbury with a runner on with two down here in the top
now
of the seventh.
Number 16, Bryn Woodridge.
And Bryn Woodridge to the plate. Two-run shot in the fifth. She had a single in the third. 2-for-3 today. Hit her seventh home run of the season two innings ago. Meeting at the mound from Knox County. They want to make sure their strategy is right here with a runner on and Woodridge at the plate. Two down here in the top of the seventh. A 5-2 Salisbury lead. Hamlin against Woodridge. Pitcher on pitcher. First pitch. Chopped foul down the third baseline. Woodridge being aggressive with her plate appearance. And that was just foul to the left of the third base. 0-1 on Wooldridge. Runner on first is Nedley with two down. Wooldridge ready. Hamlin ready. And the 0-1. Outside corner for a strike. 0-2. Wooldridge nods in agreement. She's been getting that strike called when she's in the circle. And it's an 0-2 count on Wooldridge. Two down. Hamlin winds and delivers. Outside corner, strike three. Got Wooldridge looking. Knox County down three. Their last attempt up next as we go to the bottom of the seventh here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
With fall harvest comes fall application of fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemicals. At Northeast Missouri Co-op at Edina, they know as a farmer your time is valuable. They'll help save you time by custom applying dry fertilizer to your fields with variable rate technology and custom applying anhydrous as well as custom applying chemicals this fall so you'll be prepared for next year. Give Northeast Missouri Co-op a call today. Their goal is to help you this fall so you'll be ready for next spring. Remember, service is a priority at Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
We'll start the bottom of the seventh here in the state semifinals between Salisbury and Knox County. Salisbury with the 5-2 lead here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you here from Springfield, Missouri. Chilly Friday afternoon, overcast day. The lights are on as well. It's about 45 degrees. Feels like 20 below zero sitting out here for a little bit, but the players don't seem to mind. The fans are out in full force, lots of blankets and scarves and hats, and everyone seems ready for this bottom of the seventh. Knox County down three runs. Haley Miller at the plate. First pitch ball. Salisbury in its sixth state semifinal, Knox County in its third. Miller, high pop fly, foul territory down the first base line, and Salisbury can't catch up to it. Stefankiewicz trying to run over from second. She had the speed, but the first base umpire was right there, and it fell behind Stefankiewicz. So the count now 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, and that one's lined right to second. Stefankiewicz makes the catch for out number one. Stefankiewicz had to take two steps to her left to make that catch, almost in perfect position. So the nine-hole hitter for Knox County, Daniela Dooley at the plate, 0-for-2 this afternoon. A flyout in the fifth, a strikeout in the second. First pitch, foul tipped right in front of us. Hit our on-field mic. 0-1. One down, bottom of the seventh. Salisbury ahead 5-2. Dooley, the 0-1. That one's hit right back to Wooldridge. She'll throw to first in time. Two down in the bottom of the seventh. Salisbury one out away from getting to the state title. That will be played tomorrow. And again, we'll have that game on regional radio. First pitch to Kinsley Johnson. Strike one. Down the middle. And the 0-1. Johnson chops it foul down the third baseline. 0-2. 5-2, Salisbury's lead. Down to their final out is Knox County. 0-2, Wooldridge, the pitch. Outside, 1-2. Kinsley Johnson, a 1-2 count on her. Two down is Wooldridge in the circle. She winds and delivers. Fly ball right field. Going back is Anna White over her head. That'll bounce all the way to the wall. And getting over to second will be Johnson with a stand-up double with two outs. here in the bottom of the seventh. Some life for Knox County. Sydney Miller to the plate with two outs. So runner in scoring position. Knox County down 5-2. A meeting at the mound right now between the infield and Gebhardt as well comes in. Only one out left for Salisbury to get to the state championship. Gebhardt comes back to home plate, puts back. Pitch from Luther, high for a ball. One zero on Miller. The pitch, high fastball, swing and a miss. 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. That one's knocked left field. That will fall for a base hit. Coming around second or third to score is Johnson, and heading over to second is Miller. The throw just late. And she slides in safely with an RBI double. The score is now 5-3 in favor of Salisbury. A big RBI double by Sydney Miller. Katie Hamlin to the plate. 0-2. She was hit by a pitch in the first and flew out in the third and sixth. So Hamlin now to the plate. 5-3, Salisbury's lead with two outs, a runner on second. Knox County at the plate. First pitch to Hamlin, high and outside. And the second pitch is foul back to the backstop. The 1-1 count on Hamlin. Runner on second. That one's grounded. Back to Wooldridge. The throw to first. In time, Salisbury is going to the state championship game. They got Hamlin to ground out. And Salisbury will win it 5-3. So Salisbury will go back to the state title game where they're trying to win their first state title since 2002. As both teams shake hands in the middle of the diamond. We'll take a break and be back with final numbers here on Superstation Crest. Again, Salisbury wins 5-3 over Knox County to advance to the state championship.
MFA Agri Services in Salisbury takes pride in serving area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. Farmers, do you have questions or need advice regarding your farming operation, such as fertilizer, crop protection, seed feed, animal health, custom spraying, or custom spreading? Stop by MFA Agri Service of Salisbury, located at 304 West Front Street, or give them a call at 660-388-6421, and let their top quality products and experience go to work for you.
At Regional Missouri Bank, we believe you not only deserve free checking, but free checking that rewards you for banking with us. Stop in to any of our convenient locations and ask us about our Casasa accounts today. Casasa is free checking with rewards for you, just for banking with Regional Missouri Bank. Qualifications and rules apply. Stop in and find out more about Casasa today at Regional Missouri Bank in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keithsville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC.
Rick and Kayleen Somerville of Somerville Funeral Home in Salisbury would like to congratulate the Salisbury Lady Panthers softball team on their great season and would like to wish them the best of luck during the state softball playoffs. Rick and Kayleen are extremely proud of each and every one of the players on the team for all of their hard work and great sportsmanship this season. Give it your best shot and enjoy the moment. Treasure the memories. Go Salisbury Lady Panthers and bring home the championship.
AgriVision Solutions in Salisbury became popular as an independent soil sampling, scouting, and precision equipment company. We still are today. However, today AgriVision Solutions has a much broader offering of products and services for you to choose from to aid you in maximizing the profit potential of each crop in each field. This is Jason Young. Service you can count on. quality you can see, and people you can trust. It's all at AgriVision Solutions in Salisbury.
Congratulations to number 12 Cheyenne Young and the Lady Panthers on a great softball season.
When your livelihood depends upon your farming operation, you want to make sure your farm is protected. Andrea Bender with Rural Missouri Crop Insurance Incorporated in Salisbury can give you peace of mind in protecting your farm. Contact Andrea at 660-414-5975 and let her introduce you to the new featured pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance product. This insurance is for pasture and hay ground with a sales closing date of November 15th. Don't delay, stop by soon and let Andrea Bender's experience help protect you and your farming operation. Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Welcome back to Springfield, Missouri. Salisbury, the winner of the state semifinal game to get to the state championship. Again, we'll have that game tomorrow. We will have the third place game as Knox County plays in that coming up in a couple of hours. That will be on 99.9 The Captain. So be sure to listen to that, Knox County in the third place game as well coming up. Final numbers, taking a look at Salisbury and first pitching-wise, Bryn Wooldridge, tremendous job in the circle. She had 8 strikeouts in this one and had a 2-run home run on the offensive side of the ball, and she finished the day 2-for-4. Strikeout, a home run, and a single, as well as a flyout back in the first. And again, we will be naming our player of the game as well. That will be coming up in just a moment. On the Knox County side, Katie Hamlin struck out a few. She struck out Salisbury 4 times. So she had 4 strikeouts, but again, gave up 5 earned runs. And Wooldridge giving up 3 earned runs. Stefankowicz, 0-for-4. Amanda Nedley was 2-for-3. She had a walk in the 7th and 2 singles. Cheyenne Young was 0-for-3. Gebhardt, 0-for-3. Lizzie Bales was 2-for-3. Stapleton was 0-for-3. Ricketts, 1-for-3. And Wyatt, 0-for-3. Those are your Salisbury numbers. Again, they won this game 5-3. Over Knox County. We want to thank a couple more of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.gov. Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Howard Electric Cooperative of Fayette, Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina and Shelbyville. We'll take a quick break and try to be back with head coach Nate King of the Salisbury Lady Panthers team when we come back.
Farmers, winter annual weeds have germinated and are on their way to making your fields a mess next spring. Now is the time to knock down these weeds with a fall herbicide application from Ricketts Farm Service. Next spring, your fields will warm up and dry out faster and are clean and ready to go for planting. At Ricketts Farm Service, we can include fall applied herbicides with your fall fertilizer pass for even more efficiency. Call Ricketts Farm Service in Cairo, Salisbury, or Shelbina for your fall applied herbicides today.
Are you searching for a nursing home? Whether you need short-term recovery or long-term care, the Knox County Nursing Home is where you would want to live. We have an excellent therapy program and large private rooms for everyone at no extra cost. This is Tim Schrag, administrator of the Knox County Nursing Home. Come see for yourself how we have gone from ordinary to an extraordinary nursing home. You can also see us on the web at kcnursinghome.org. Caring for those who cared for you, the Knox County Nursing Home in Edina.
And welcome back to Springfield, Missouri. We are now speaking with Salisbury head coach Nate King after your team's 5-3 win over Knox County. And coach, talk about, let's start with Bryn Wooldridge for a sec. Again, a tremendous game in the circle and contributed on the offensive side. What did she bring in the state semifinal game?
Oh, she was a beast at the plate, and she's pitched well for us all year long, you know, and last time they weren't able to score, and today they scratched out a couple runs and did a nice job putting the ball in play against her, but, you know, she's just tough.
Defensively, Anna White had a great catch in right field. You guys had a pretty solid infield as well. What did the defense bring for you guys?
I was proud of the defense. Their runs were earned. I think we made one error, but it didn't contribute to the runs. They did a good job staying ready and made nice plays. And like you said, Anna White made a tremendous play out there in right field.
And now you guys, obviously, towards the end of that one, it looked like it may have been a little bit closer with Knox County making a run to end the bottom of the seventh. What does it say about your team that they talked together on the mound, they stuck it in, and they were able to hold on for the win?
Yeah, I was happy about that. And, you know, they faced a little adversity there in the game when Knox started coming back, and so that'll serve them well tomorrow, I hope. They kept it together and kept making plays. And, you know, to Knox's credit, they got down 5 runs, and, man, they just stuck with it. They got better as the game went on. So they did a real nice job.
Now you guys go to the state championship game tomorrow, have an opportunity to win for the first time since 2002. Well, what's going to be the message to the team tonight or tomorrow?
Stay focused, and, you know, we can't just control the things that you can control, which was the way it was today. You know, we can't control the weather. We can't control the teams. We don't know these teams, but, you know, just do what we can control.
And it looks like you guys are pretty excited to be moving on to the championship.
We are. We hadn't won a game down here in the last 5 years, so glad to finally win one.
Nice to be able to do that. Well, we'll see you tomorrow, Coach Nate King. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll be back with final thoughts coming up.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County.
The last time you went to physical therapy, did they look at your chart before they said your name? Sheila or Tricia at Salisbury Physical Therapy live in the area and know your name so you will get the personal one-on-one care and attention you need to recover your mobility or get back in the game. Salisbury Physical Therapy, located at 100 West Highway 24, Suite A in Salisbury, has over 20 years of experience in the physical therapy field. Sheila can get you off the bench or out of that chair and back to what you love to do. Salisbury Physical Therapy, hometown care and service just for you.
O'Laughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, and Shelbina, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling and dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies and bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, and Shelbina.
If you're like most people around here, breakfast is not just served in the morning. At Bradshaw's Bistro, they serve breakfast all day. Stop in and visit this unique small-town business with a friendly hometown atmosphere. You'll want to take time to relax and enjoy a delightful homemade dessert. Also, soup is back, and prime rib is served the second and fourth Friday night of each month. Call ahead for reservations. Check out their daily specials at Bradshaw's Bistro on Facebook. Bradshaw's Bistro, located at 315 South Broadway in Salisbury. A great place to start your day or evening. See you soon.
R&J Custom Fabrication in Salisbury has a full line of trailers by Hayliner and Big Tex. You will find single axle, tandem axle, auto and motorcycle trailers, trailers for dump, light and heavy equipment, and gooseneck livestock and cargo trailers. Hayliner and Big Tex both offer unsurpassed quality and durability for even the toughest Missouri conditions. Call R&J Custom Fabrication in Salisbury at 388-6915 to set an appointment, or check them out online at rjcustomfabrication.com.
If you've ever bought or sold real estate, then you know one of the most important people to have on your side is your local abstractor. It's the abstractor's job to tell you the history of the home, property, or building you are about to purchase. Knox County Abstract in Edina and Pickle Abstract Company in Kirksville take pride in doing their jobs professionally and accurately for you. They are there to help with all your abstract and title needs. Stop in today at Knox County Abstract in Edina or Pickle Abstract Company in Kirksville, where you will get fast and friendly service. It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri, with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
Welcome back here in Springfield, Missouri, and we are wrapping things up 5-3. Salisbury with the win over Knox County. Salisbury will go to the state championship tomorrow. Knox County to the third-place game to be played in about 2.5 hours. We will have that game on 99.9, the captain at about 4:45. Player of the game brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, the Jeff Freeman Agency. We'll give it to Brent Woldridge again, 2-for-4 today at the plate, 8 strikeouts, only gave up 3 runs in her team's win. So Brent Woldridge is our Jeff Freeman Insurance player of the game. Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We'll give it to Brent Woldridge. That'll do it for us for the state semifinal game. 5-3 is your final score. Salisbury with the win. We'll be back here in about 2.5 hours or so for that third-place game with Knox County in it. For Kelly Smothers back in the studio, I'm Ben Wittenstein saying so long from Springfield.